Journalist Ding Magot was arrested on August 9 at Nyakron shortly after interviewing a young man who took part in a peaceful protest at Konyo Konyo Market over soaring food prices. Police said she did not have press credentials. Magot was detained at the Malakia Police Station for 3 days before being transferred to Juba Central Prison. Authorities released Magot this afternoon. Ding Magot's sister, Ayen Magot, tells South Sudan in Focus her sister's detention mentally tortured the entire family. Magot says she is relieved her sister was finally released and thanked the authorities who worked to secure her freedom.
We want to thank God because I have seen Ding and she's happy that she's released. So this is all thanks to everyone who was involved in trying to get her out, and all thanks to God for allowing her to come out unharmed, and she's free at last.
Patrick Oyet, chairperson of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, welcomed Magot's release, noting it is easy to get sent to jail but complicated to get out. Oyet is calling on authorities to ensure that legal systems are made easier to prevent situations where people charged with simple offences are released quickly, while advising journalists to be careful, especially when covering protest. Oyet says Magot's detention should not deter other journalists from covering events of public interest.
It shouldn't scare anybody. It is unfortunate. But also one thing which is positive is that the law is there. And another thing is that we have seen a lot of support. We've received a lot of support from other media organizations. We've got a lot of support from even political leaders. We have got a lot of support from the Bar Association, from the various law firms. There are people who are together when it comes to the issue of freedom of expression, the work of journalists.
Oyet says Magot may need psychosocial support after spending several days in detention.
From the few questions we've asked, from the little interaction we've had with her, we know that mentally she is disturbed. She needs some help because she has gone through some experiences that in her life she had never gone through. So definitely she will need some counseling and some form of help, some rest a bit, and then she could resume her work.
Oyet says Magot's detention was not the first of its kind and urges South Sudan authorities to widen the media space so that journalists can freely report on development, including the revitalized peace agreement and upcoming elections. Eliaja Alerque, managing director of the South Sudan Media Authority, says the authority cannot comment on Magot's case at this time.
The police say they cannot be able to release because it has already been taken to prison. And we have to follow with the Ministry of Justice to release the journalist, and then we will be able to handle the case instead being treated as a protester. We are able to issue the statement now, but we have already confirmed with the Voice of America that she was assigned to do the covering. And then the rest of the question will be handled by the media authority.
Magot's defense lawyer, David Ayuel, confirms Magot and the 6 protesters arrested on Sunday were all released on bail today. Asked whether authorities charged Magot with an offense, Ayuel declined to comment.
And for that now, I may not be able to answer now, but I'll be able to maybe some other time. All we know is that they've been granted bail, and if there is any other proceedings that will happen, they will be informed.
I will urge authorities to respect the rights of citizens as stipulated in the transitional constitution and calls on young people to practice their rights in a legal way whereby their safety is a priority. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.